The Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit has reported 36 new COVID-19 cases since yesterday. Included in the new cases reported on October 8 are 17 unvaccinated individuals, 3 partially vaccinated people, and 16 fully vaccinated people. The new cases reported in the region today are as follows: Collingwood, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 35 and 44 years old. Both cases are still under investigation. Clearview, 1, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old whose case is still under investigation. Wasaga Beach, 1, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old whose case transmission is still under investigation. Barrie, 9, 3 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 1 person between 45 and 64 years old, 2 people between 65 and 79 years old, and 1 person over 79 years old. 1 case transmission is linked to travel, 3 are linked to close contact transmission, and 1 case is listed as community acquired, no known link. There are 4 cases still under investigation. Innisfil, 3, 1 youth under 18 years old, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact, 1 case is listed as community acquired, and 1 is still under investigation. Bradford, 3, 2 youth under 18 years old and 1 person between 18 and 34 years old. The youth cases are outbreak related and the other case is still under investigation. Orillia, 3, 3 youth under 18 years old whose cases are outbreak related. Issa, 2, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old and 1 person between 45 and 64 years old. 1 case is linked to close contact and the other is still under investigation. New Tecumseh, 7, 1 person between 18 and 34 years old, 1 person between 35 and 44 years old, 4 people between 45 and 64 years old, and 1 person between 65 and 79 years old. 3 cases are linked to close contact and the rest are still under investigation. Muskoka District, 5, 3 cases in Bracebridge, 1 case in Huntsville, and 1 case in Gravenhurst. There are currently 154 active cases in the region. 9 people from Simcoe County, and 1 person from Muskoka District are hospitalized with COVID-19. There have been 3 new hospitalizations since yesterday's report. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 13,650 cases of COVID-19 with 13,235 of those cases recovered and 261 cases ending in death. According to the health unit, 80% of the population 12 years and older living in Simcoe Muskoka have received both doses of vaccine and 85.3% have had at least one dose of a vaccine. Approximately 25% of the total population of Simcoe Muskoka, including children, is unvaccinated and 70.1% is fully vaccinated. School outbreaks. There are 4 school outbreaks in the region. An outbreak at Orchard Park Elementary School in Orillia declared October 5th. Now involves 7 COVID cases, up from 4 reported yesterday. The school board reported 2 classrooms have been closed. St. Marie of the Incarnation Catholic School in Bradford is in outbreak with 18 cases linked to the outbreak, which was declared October 1. This is an increase of 3 cases since yesterday's report. As of yesterday, 7 classrooms were closed. An outbreak at St. Anne's Catholic School in Penetanguishene was declared on October 1 with 4 cases reported by the health unit. 2 classrooms are closed. The health unit has declared an outbreak at W.C. Little Elementary School in Barrie as of September 28. There are now 4 cases linked to the school outbreak. 1 classroom is closed. No cases were added to the outbreaks at St. Anne's or W.C. Little in today's update. The health unit declares a school outbreak where there is evidence of person-to-person transmission of COVID-19 at the school. For more on the vaccination status of Simcoe Muskoka cases and hospitalizations, click here. Anyone born in 2009 or earlier living in Simcoe Muskoka region can book their first or second dose of vaccine online via Ontario Vaccine Booking System. More appointments are added regularly for clinics throughout the region. Breakdown by municipality. The health unit does sometimes remove a case or move them based on further investigation of location data. The chart below reflects updated totals for each municipality as reported by the health unit on October 8. Municipality total cases asterisk recoveries deaths in hospital last case reported cumulative incidence rate asterisk percent of 12 plus pop. With two doses of vaccine Ag Tosarantio 221-218-2 October 5, 1,865-64% Berry 4,501-4-324-124-4 October 7, 2,934-80.4% Bradford WG 2,232-2,170-38-1 October 7, 5,113-77.6% Clearview 145-139-5 October 7, 965-73.4% Collingwood 273-266-3 October 7, 1,107-88.9% ESA 555-543-4-3 October 7, 2,302-82.6% Innisfil 1,331,303 The 19th of October 63,226-73.7% Midland 218,212 The 6th of September 26,1,191.83.9% New Tecumseh 1,649-1,609 The 18th of October 73,895.76.9% Aurelia 362-347-8 October 7th 1,071.87.1% Oro Medant 247-241-5 October 5th 1,059.91.4% Penetanguishene 211,201 The 8th of September 32,189.86.7% Remara 127,124 The 1st of September 25,1,196.67.3% Severn 92.88.3 October 5th 613.62.4% Springwater 312.308 2 October 2nd 1,456.87.6% Tay 132,129 The 3rd of September 24,1,177.86.6% Tiny 144,141 The 2nd of September 31,073.74.5% Wasaga Beach 309,305 1 October 7th 1,303.81.9% Tilde fully vaccinated means an individual whose second dose was 14 or more days before the onset of COVID-19 symptoms. Cumulative incidence rate is the number of cases per 100,000 people reported to date asterisk total cases include the number of cases currently recovering at home as well as any that have recovered, died, or are in hospital.